This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. And over the last 6 weeks or so, you've heard me talk about interest rates and how they've dropped. Well, you know what? They have not gone back up yet. And things are really great right now if you've been thinking about refinancing. Do you know what you could get? Do you know how much you could save? Well, you're not going to know that until you call me. Call 844-935-3634. Get yourself an appointment to talk to me. Let's do this one-on-one. Let's see if we can get you out of that FHA loan. Can we get mortgage insurance removed? Hey, maybe you still need mortgage insurance, but we could put you in conventional versus FHA. Do you need some cash out? Do you need to pay off some debts? You have so many things that you can do with a refinance that can better yourself and your family. So give me a call. Call the Mortgage Mom, 844-935-3634. Let's talk about you, your family, your scenario, and get you moving forward to financial freedom. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us, Krista. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, I love having you, and you're going to bring a lot of really good, you know, pieces of information to all of my listeners this morning. So I really, really appreciate that very much. For everybody out there listening, I am speaking with Krista. Say your last name.
Hermance.
She is the estate planning mom, and you guys can find her on her website. It's literally estateplanningmom.com, correct?
Yes, that's right.
That's right. So you handle trusts. You set up family trusts for people. And, you know, I think that that piece is so, so important. I've had a lot of calls recently from people, listeners that are telling me that they've had to go through probate. Mom or dad passed away and, you know, they're living in the home and now they've got to go get all kinds of paperwork signed by uncle who's mom's brother. And, you know, it's kind of been a mess and I've had call after call about it. So I thought it was really important to get you on to talk about trusts, wills, what the differences are, what the cost is and why people should really think about doing it. And then obviously, because you're a estate planning mom, you go right along with Mortgage Mom Radio. So, you know, if you guys, you know, you always trust your mom, right? So,
right.
Yeah. All right. So I want you to kind of talk to me about probate. That's kind of the first thing that I want people to understand. Right now, you know, husband and wife own a home, joint tenants, and one of the parents pass away, right? Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, let's say dad passes away. Mom owns the home 100% at that point, correct?
If it's with right of survivorship, so the house just automatically would go to her.
Correct. Now, all of a sudden, mom passes away. Mm-hmm. Now you've got kids, you've got siblings of mom and dad, you've got all of these people. What happens at that point?
Well, at that point, since they own a home, the home would then have to go through the probate process. And for anybody that doesn't know, probate is essentially a process that when somebody passes away, all of the assets that they have in their name have to go through this probate process to be redistributed to their heirs or beneficiaries. In California, if you have a will basically says how you want your stuff distributed. But without a will, there is what's called intestate law, where the California courts actually say, this is how your stuff is distributed if you have no instructions. So the probate process in California, it's not a very fun process, and most people try to avoid having to go through it, which can be done. But the probate process can take anywhere from 12 months to 2 years. Okay. You know, that's uncontested. That's just the normal process of going through it. It just takes a long time.
Yeah. So hold on. I'm going to stop you though. So you said that's uncontested. So explain what that means.
So maybe there are discrepancies between the beneficiaries, right? Maybe they're not agreeing on things, or maybe somebody was disinherited in a will and they're now fighting to show that they shouldn't have been disinherited. So there's things that can add to the process and the time that it takes for a probate process to happen. There's lots of different scenarios.
Okay.
So things that could add to it.
Yeah. So it, you know, it's something that could take anywhere from, you know, 12 months to 2 years or possibly longer, depending on how many people are fighting. Right. But mm-hmm. What happens then at that point? Let's say that the house was worth $500,000 and there's a loan against it for $150,000. Who's making the payments? Can the bank take it? Can it go into foreclosure because there's no payment made? What happens in that situation?
I think there's a lot of different scenarios that you can kind of look at. So I'll kind of just stick with one where maybe you have a family, like maybe some children that are in agreement that they want to sell the home. So the kids themselves continue making payments if there's no money available through the parents' estate to be able to do that in an effort to get the home to the point of going through probate that they can actually sell it. I've seen cases where the kids weren't able to make payments on the house, right, of their own money, and the house goes into foreclosure. So there's definitely a bunch of different scenarios. Because the probate process takes so long, they don't have as much control to be able to do things as quickly and how their parents would have wanted.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know, if somebody actually, you know, a lot of times they think that they're doing good or right by setting up a will. And so let's explain what the difference is with a will. I mean, I'm hearing what you're telling me is that we're still going to probate.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's really one of the big misconceptions that I find with people is they say, oh, well, I have a will, you know, everything's taken care of. Well, all a will does is tell the court how you want your stuff distributed. It's guaranteeing probate, where most people will try and avoid probate and they think that a will do that, but that's just not true. In order to avoid probate, people get revocable living trusts. And trust is basically just an agreement between what we call the grantor, which is the person who creates the trust, and the trustee, the person who agrees to hold legal title to the assets in the trust. And they do this for the benefit of the beneficiaries. Okay. So three big words I just threw at you: grantor, trustee, and beneficiary.
Okay.
Of a trust.
Okay. So hold on, Krista. For anybody that is listening right now that wants to ask questions, you guys text the word mom to 474747. All you guys need to do is actually text me back trust, the word trust, and I will get you put in contact with Krista if you want to have a conversation with her directly. We're going to keep going and get a little bit deeper. So don't, you know, stay tuned in right now. But if you guys do want to be able to talk with Krista directly, I'm going to get you to her. So text the word mom to 474747. And all you need to say is trust, and I will get you put together with Krista. So I'm sorry, Krista, I didn't mean to stop you, but I want to make sure people know that they can talk to you.
Absolutely. Okay. So going back to the grantor, the trustee, and the beneficiary. So those are all the parties in a trust. And a lot of people have this misconception with trust that they think, oh, trusts are just for the wealthy. You know, you don't have to be wealthy to have a trust. What a trust does is allows you to keep your information private. Okay. It allows you to avoid your estate having to go through probate, right? Which saves a lot of money on probate costs.
Right.
It also allows you to be able to put specific instructions on how you want your assets and estate handled. I mean, there's so many benefits of having a trust.
So let's talk about if somebody does have to go through the probate process. And I know that you said that having it in the trust actually saves a lot of money. What is the standard cost that, let's say, for example, again, let's go back to that $500,000 house. The property is worth $500,000. Let's say mom and dad do not have any other assets of any kind in their name, no other bank statements or bank accounts or anything. What would a probate cost in that scenario?
So generally, we look at about 5% to go through the whole probate process. So 5% of the estate. So if you're looking at an estate of about $500,000 for their home, it's about $25,000.
Okay.
Right? That would go through probate costs.
And 12 to 24 months. And if there's a mortgage, somebody's got to keep paying it. And then there could be some arguing and there could be some contesting. So it doesn't sound like a fun process.
It's not. And sometimes if they do have any type of assets, depending on how the assets are held, and it has to go through the probate process, those assets might get tied up in probate. So the family can't actually use assets that they would need any type of money from accounts to be able to pay bills and do things.
Okay, wait. So let's back up a second. So let's say, for example, it's the $25,000. When does that get paid?
At the end, when it's getting wrapped up.
Okay, so is there's no money paid in advance to...
For the probate process?
Right.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be costs associated with different things that are needed. So if you have an attorney that's helping through the probate process, they're probably going to require a retainer, which is going to probably be somewhere between $5,000 to $10,000 to go through the probate process. And that's not even that's all the money that's going to be paid. It's just what they require to start. You're also going to have costs associated with selling the home, appraiser's fees, court costs, filing fees. I mean, there's a lot of money that's paid out in the probate process.
Okay. If you don't have a trust, you need one. And if your home is not in a trust, you need to get it in a trust. It is really, really important. It will change everything. And it's, you know, it's not just about you, but it's about, you know, your kids or your beneficiaries and where you want your assets to go should something happen to you. And unfortunately, we all believe that we're going to be around forever, but it could be tomorrow. You know, you just don't know. Yeah. So it is so important. And I've had a lot of clients clients who have asked me about trust and I haven't really been able to talk about it. Obviously, I'm not a trust attorney. So yeah. I love that, you know, we were able to get together and talk about it and get you on the show, you know, talk about how important that is and what the difference is with probate and why you really should be in a trust. I mean, that's now I do have a question and I don't know if you know the answer to this, but I'm going to guess that you do.
Okay.
So a lot of times when property changes hands, so it goes from, let's say that I go off of title and put my sister on title, the county's going to reassess the property value and all of a sudden property taxes are going to go up. Does that happen when you go from, let's say, you know, a married couple to their trust? Does that property get reassessed? Do you know that answer?
I do know that answer, and it does not get reassessed. So for every deed that we complete and record it with the county, we complete a preliminary change of ownership report with the county assessor's office in addition to that. And on there, it very specifically states that they are transferring it to their trust, which they are a beneficiary of. So no reassessment is going to be completed.
Perfect. And one last question, a really big thing is that, you know, when you can actually hand down your property taxes to your children, and grandparents can also do it to grandkids. Is that something that can be specified in the actual trust that they want, you know, they want the property taxes to be handed down to the children?
Yeah. So that's one of the really great benefits of having a trust is you can designate a lot of very specific information of how you want stuff handled. The property taxes is one. Another example is, let's say you have minor children and you have life insurance. Okay. The trust can actually act as a vehicle to be a backup so that if something happened to you and your spouse, you wouldn't want your kids who were minors to get that money because that would have to go through probate court. Right.
Right.
And then at that point, they would get everything when they turn 18 years old. When you have a trust, it allows you to say, well, I wouldn't want my kids to receive this money until maybe they were 25, 30, and 35 in various ages throughout their lifetime, rather than giving them that money in one lump sum. So that's one of the really great things about having a trust is you can put all of this information about things that you want and things you want your family to be cared for, or things you want to be paid for, so that it's very specific in those instructions to be carried out if something happened to you.
Okay.
It also just provides your family with a lot of protection.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely amazing. And guys, I'm telling you, if you don't have a trust right now, you need to call Krista. Krista's amazing. She's the estate planning mom. So you can find her at estateplanningmom.com. You guys can text me right now, text the word mom to 474747. And all you have to say is trust. And I will make sure that I get you put together with her. We did talk when you were in the office that you had some downloads and some things that would be really beneficial to the listeners for my show. So what have you got for them today?
We have a guide to nominating guardians for minor children. So if they go to our website and go to the freebies, they will be able to get that download for them for free.
Nice. Well, Heidi, what did you think about that? That was actually a pretty good interview. And that's why I wanted to replay that for all of my listeners. And, you know, I think that it's just such a very important piece of your home buying process. Or if you already own a home right now, anybody listening to this show, homeowner or future home buyer, this is something very, very important that I think that you should be, you know, considering. How are you going to, you know, hold your property in title, and why is it so important? And the reason that I ask you, you know, what do you think, is that I know that, you know, very recently you guys have had a very big loss in your family, and, you know, you guys weren't prepared. And so I'd like for my listeners to actually hear a bit of your story and, you know, how important that you feel that getting your home into a trust as well as all of your assets is.
Yeah, I honestly think it's a great interview. I think that Krista does a great job explaining why it's so important and so valuable. Best I can say from my recent experience is don't put it off. There's not always tomorrow. We never know what tomorrow will bring. And my family did recently experience a tragic loss, and we weren't prepared and we lost everything due to probate. So when we had that loss, the property wasn't in a trust. There was no trust or will written up. So not only was the property lost, but all the personal effects were lost as well, which has been a tragic experience to the family members. So I would say that I would never wish that upon anybody and have anybody go through it. It was dragged out for over a year, and it was just something that made that loss even worse. So please take the advice, call Krista, get your trust and your will written up, put the property in the trust, and just make it secure for you, your spouse, your kids, your family, you know,
and even if you're not married,
right,
and you don't have kids, you still have, you know, assets. I mean, you know, even, right, even things that you own. I mean, think about, you know, even, you know, a boat or an RV or, you know, right, and I say RV a lot just because we're RV lovers, but,
right,
you know, motorcycles or, you know, toys. I mean, those are all assets. Everything that you own is an asset. Guns, you know, there are people that are gun collectors, and I'm not here. I don't want people calling me to talk about guns. That's not what I'm trying to say,
but it's everything.
It's everything.
It's every little thing.
Comic books. I mean, there are things that are just collectibles that you own on top of your personal assets, your 401ks, your IRAs, your investment accounts, you know, bank accounts, and then on top of that property. So
it can be even down to when you pass, how you want to be,
right,
you know,
how you want to be celebrated.
How you want to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. So it literally is everything. So even if you're not married, you don't have kids, maybe you have friends, maybe you have a sister, a brother, a parent, that you want that your assets, your hard earned, you know, assets to go to, or a charity. It could be anything. So don't wait. Don't think I can put it off till tomorrow. Don't think, you know, I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm everything.
No, because the loss that you experience, and we had a very similar loss in our family. It was, you know, about 10 years ago now. So it's right, not as fresh for me as it is for you, mm-hmm, but it's still a very tragic loss. And they were both young people, you know,
very young.
You know, my cousin actually passed, and it was, you know, just a car accident that was absolutely 100% unexpected. And, you know, he had an 18-month-old son, and he was married, and, you know, there was just nothing set up. And in your situation, you know, he was in his early 40s, right? Late 30s.
Yeah.
And
late
so,
30s,
you know,
accident.
And,
so very unexpected, very tragic, and nothing was set up. And
yeah,
so
and
everything was lost.
Yeah, everything. And we're all here today, and we think that we're going to stay. But, you know, that just, it shows you that we may not be here tomorrow. So if you guys do want more information, you want to give Krista a call, you want to ask us questions, please feel free. It's 844-935-3634. Text me. Text the word mom to 474747. If you just want me to get you in touch with Krista, I'm happy to do that. You guys can just, all you have to say is trust mom, estate mom, Krista. I don't care how you get the text message back to me, but I will definitely put the two of you in touch. You guys are welcome to email me. You can go to my website, use the contact us form. However you want to get in touch, I'm more than happy to put you in touch with her. She's estateplanningmom.com, and you guys can go right to her website as well if you do want to check that out. But Mortgage Mom, can't tell you enough how important that piece of the puzzle is. And if you're a homeowner today and you don't have a trust, you do need one. And if you are thinking about buying a home, you need to get one set up so that you can put that home in that trust. So we're going to finish it off with that. But again, I hope that you guys all learned something very valuable from this segment. And when we get back, we are going to be talking about, we're going to be actually answering the text messages that have come in, and we are going to be answering emails that have come in. So stay tuned. And if you guys want to call, like I said, you're more than welcome to. It's 844-935-3634.
JMG Financial is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, license 41DBO46011, Arizona number 0943949, Tennessee 184177, Texas 167867. Interest rates and products are subject to change without notice and may or may not be available at the time of loan commitment or lock-in. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Debbie Marcoux, California license DBO237926, Arizona 0941504, Tennessee 184373.